Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is where we talk about stuff about the trades. Maybe it's construction. Maybe it's just all around business to business. This is what we do every single Thursday. Thanks for listening. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about something a little different this week because it's something that I fully understand, but I'm still shocked about how sometimes bad people are out there in the world. And just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's right. What am I talking about? Well, there's a YouTube channel that I've been watching for years called B is for Build. Now, these guys are local to me. They are literally up the street. I could be up to them in 10 minutes from my home studio. I've seen them around. I've watched their builds. It's really cool because it's really a bunch of young guys building a garage. We're not talking some expensive, big, massive shop. This is not one of the big players, but they do some absolutely stunning projects. Why is this news for the show today? They got themselves in a world of trouble over something very, very innocent. So what did they do this time? Well, they built a 2015 Ford Mustang that was a flood car. I've been watching this all along. So it was a total. It had been underwater. It was mechanically, it was running, but it was something that was not good to be on the road again, just in itself. So they decided to put a 67 Mustang body on it and merge those two together to build kind of the ultimate Mustang. So what? Doesn't really matter, right? What's the problem? The problem is that they decided to use the word Eleanor as a tribute from Gone in 60 Seconds. And this is where this became a huge problem. What they did is when they were going through this, they wanted to give it some of the, you know, kind of tribute to that look, even though the car wasn't going to look that way. But it was going to have some bolt-on parts that would give it that more custom new style that are on a lot of Mustangs around there. So what happened is they got mostly to the build. They were driving this car around. They did some absolute magic to this car. And then Eleanor Licensing LLC strikes again. So what happened is this news, you know, this comes through and the car was built. And this comes down to legalities here. So the Eleanor name and likeness is actually trademarked by the widow of the late H.B. Halicki, who created the 1974 film originally. And he died in an accident while filming a sequel kind of in 1989. He was trying to do a sequel. So, of course, U.S. law, you know, says that we have to protect those trademarks. I have to with my show. I trademarked Around the House with Eric G. And I have other hosts out there with Around the House. So yes, I have to send nasty letters sometimes and say, hey guys, I own this. You got to change the name. So I have no problem with that. That is what trademark law is. But the problem is Denise Halicki has gone after with an iron fist anyone using the name. I mean, she went after Carroll Shelby in the mid-2000s because he was building some almost replicas. I'll call it replicas. That didn't really look anything like the car in the film, but they were, you know. So anyway, long story short, and this is something that anybody out there doing media, social media and stuff got to be really careful, because Eleanor is a movie character. It's like going out and trying to create new Mickey Mouse stuff and having Disney go after you. You just got to be careful with this stuff. If it's a movie character, there's special rights to this, so you got to be very careful with this stuff. And yes, a product or a car can be a movie character. So what happens is that they went out after the guys over at P is for Build. And man, did they go after them. So I don't know all the details, and nobody will, because I'm sure there's some out-of-court settlements and things like that in there. But really what's happened is that they've gone after Chris Steinbacher from B is for Build, and he did a video out, which I posted up on Facebook earlier this week, but they came up and seized the car. So the $30,000 to $50,000, I guess, that they have in this car is gone. Not only did they come back and say, you got to take everything down, but they seized the car as well. And of course, my guess is, and this is going to be speculation, is that they basically said, you hand over everything, take everything down, and we won't sue you for millions of dollars. And these guys are just YouTubers that are out there doing some cool car stuff and, you know, became a victim of this. Now, could the Eleanor group, you know, or the Eleanor Licensing LLC could have been cool about this? Yeah, they absolutely could have been. They could have been back and said, you know something? Hey, guys, I would like for you to take down all of the references out of your videos. I want you to talk about it in your show. I want you to remove maybe some of the fascia pieces that make the car look a little closer like that, and turn this into an educational moment instead of just an ugly, greedy battle. And nobody wants to see an ugly, greedy battle. I mean, that to me is not what this is about. That's not what the automotive industry is about. And I think that's where we run into problems. And I think she's creating a ton of damage to the brand of Gone in 60 Seconds and Eleanor Licensing LLC. I would not want to be a company associated with that. There are companies out there that are selling the Gone in 60 Seconds type cars and stuff. I don't want to be around those guys. I don't want to have anything to do with them, because they're all one ugly group that I'm just really kind of really having a problem with people out there that are being heavy-handed, and they have the right to do it, doesn't mean that they should be doing it. And I really, really hope, and I'm calling out to my automotive friends out there, that public pressure gets put on Eleanor Licensing LLC, because I think that some of this stuff out there needs to be put under control. And yes, they have 100% right to do what they're doing, but I don't think it's right to be doing what they're doing. And I feel bad for these guys. Yeah, did they make some mistakes? Absolutely they did. Could they have been rectified without having to give away their entire car project and everything else with that? Yeah, absolutely. So I think selfishness has been really big in these times. And I'm going to say that Eleanor Licensing LLC is doing just that out there. So feel free, everybody out there, to comment on this post and anything else that we do. And feel free to go over to the people that are involved with the Gone in 60 Seconds cars and stuff to make some comments as well, because I think everybody's voice on this needs to be heard. Are there more important things out there in the world right now? Absolutely, but I'm just not going to let this one slide under the radar while we're dealing with other things in this crazy world we're in here of 2020. So I just really think that this is one of those things on a business side for anybody out there. How does this translate this into my Around the Toolbox? If you're doing a project on social media, you better get a hold of the details and know exactly what you're up against. These guys, as talented they are, had no idea that they were stepping into this rat's nest. And I think if you're out doing stuff for YouTube or things like that, and you inadvertently grab a movie character or you talk bad about a product even, some of this stuff can come back and bite you. Even though you had no idea, it's still not an excuse. And it's one of those things that's pretty tough. Now, I work in the media. So in the media, and on somebody like this, it's public. There's not much they can do about it to me because, well, I can talk about public things like that that are in the news, shall we say. All right, everybody, have a great week. Look forward to a great show on Saturday. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
If I could dream.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.